You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Long COVID is a post-viral condition that occurs when someone who previously had COVID-19 experiences prolonged symptoms of the virus. According to the Ministry of Health, at least 10% of people who get COVID-19 develop long COVID symptoms for 12 weeks or more. With New Zealand's Omicron outbreak approaching its peak, I spoke with Dr. Anna Brooks, a senior lecturer at the University of Auckland, about long COVID. I started by asking, what are the symptoms of long COVID?
So what are the symptoms of long COVID?
Well, essentially what we're seeing, especially sort of soon after your infection, people report, you know, having unrelenting fatigue. That's sort of one of the classical symptoms. So fatigue, headaches, body aches, and things like that. But I guess one of the things that's so curious about, the long COVID condition is that these symptoms may not show up straight away. So one of the sort of, I guess, the key messages that we want put out there at the moment, especially with Omicron, is, you know, that there's this widespread feeling that it's just mild and just like a cold and you'll get over it no problem. And that's really worrying, because we want people to be aware to look out for, the sort of unrelenting fatigue and symptoms like that, and to listen to your body and rest through it. So those are sort of the top symptoms are fatigue, cognitive dysfunction, or, you know, inability to think. Like that, I think that's probably one of the most noticeable features that people talk about, because it throws people, right? You know, you can no longer string sentences together, you forget your thoughts, and that's really concerning, right? So the lack of the ability to sort of think clearly is another key feature of what's in the spectrum of long COVID. Essentially, there's like over 200 symptoms that all sort of come together, but the top ones definitely are and the fatigue, body aches and pains, this inability to think the way you once did. And also, I guess the other key features are that, and where it becomes really noticeable and really needing to be listening to your body, is that people, I guess, really see that they have this condition when they try and push through, or they sort of think, oh, maybe if I just, you know, go for a walk, it'll push me through this fatigue, and that's the worst thing to do. So essentially, one of the sort of symptom clusters, if you like, is that when you try and exercise, or even just overexertion, you know, in a mental capacity too, you then hit down with basically even worse fatigue. So essentially, we call that post-exertional malaise or post-exertional symptom exacerbation. So those things are sort of real hallmarks of long COVID, if you like, where, you know, you might be feeling that fatigue because you've come through a viral, an acute viral infection. However, you know, when you sort of try and get back to life as you were, it actually kicks you even worse. And so those are the symptoms that we're really trying to sort of make people aware of and to not push through.
Is there any way to manage symptoms like fatigue, or is it quite similar to chronic fatigue syndrome where you just sort of have to rest?
Yes, exactly. It is rest. It needs there is no treatment for long COVID. And here in New Zealand, our long hauler group have basically relied on the support of each other. So, you know, we're not prepared for a wave of long COVID in New Zealand, because we don't know how to treat this. And it is absolutely far more than fatigue and how that sort of sounds. It is not that you're just tired. This is a biological mechanism. We know that blood vessels are damaged. We know that the circulatory system is damaged. We know all of these things. There is a load of literature published on this. What we don't know is, you know, is the spectrum of long COVID. We don't know, you know, we believe that there's going to be categories. So absolutely, there's overlap and with myalgic encephalomyelitis or chronic fatigue syndrome. Absolutely. So we know other viruses cause post-viral conditions, and we know that it's not, you know, just, if you like, a fatigue bunch of symptoms. This is the fatigue is a symptom of the biological trauma that your body has gone through. So that those are the sort of key things, is that, you know, it's not just a matter of resting through fatigue, we know that they're, you know, we're working around the clock to try and understand the biological mechanisms so that we can roll out treatments, because it's not something that's just going to go away. And we know that resting, if you are in, you know, in a severe state, is absolutely critical to not exacerbating and making your condition worse. There are many long haulers from the first wave especially, and in fact, after talking to them, would say things like, if I could go back to my and have my time again, I would not do anything of exertion for 3 months.
Are there any specific demographics that would be more at risk of long COVID?
We really must emphasise that this has got nothing to do with severity. You can have a very mild infection, and that's not the mild, like we keep hearing Omicron is mild. We really mean, you know, that you may not have a severe infection. But you can still go on to get this condition. And that's what sort of the really, the worrying thing about this Omicron is mild messaging that is out there, that really only came about because we knew that there were going to be, you know, we saw that there was less fatalities. And, you know, that is a blessing because of how infectious this strain is. But it certainly was never encouraging to those of us that have been working with people with long COVID who have many forms, the severity of their infections were widespread. It's really also critical that as soon as, you know, you could see the messaging here in New Zealand where a lot of, in the younger demographics, 20s, 30s or younger, heard this messaging that it's mild, and therefore thought they're bulletproof once they're vaccinated. And we just know that that's not sufficient to protect against long COVID. We know that absolutely vaccination's a barrier. Absolutely. We've seen that protecting against long COVID from Delta. But what we need to really get through is this awareness that we don't know about Omicron. We could tell you that vaccination protects because it protected against Delta, but that is, we don't have that information. We need to wait for the data to accumulate before we know, if protection against long COVID has been reduced.
How prevalent is long COVID?
Omicron hit, you know, the other countries 3 months ago. And some definitions of, meeting criteria for long COVID, that can take up to 3 months. So it's only really now that we're going to start to see the prevalence of long COVID come through from the Omicron waves that have hit, that have been in all the hard hit countries. And so everyone sort of in the space is absolutely hoping that prevalence is going to be much lower, but we just don't have the data. So at this point in our outbreak and knowing that we've now got widespread community transmission, the key message is to have awareness. And, you know, don't actively think it's a great idea to get Omicron because it's just mild and you can move on afterwards. It's the message is still very much try and not get this virus. Protect yourself, protect others, and prevent, you know, the possibility of any long-term impacts from infection.
That was Dr. Anna Brooks discussing the effects and issues of long COVID.
That was Dr. Anna Brooks from the University of Auckland speaking about long COVID.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.